Support for KPLU comes from Baird, a financial partner to families, businesses, foundations, and communities since 1919. More information is available at BairdSeattle.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Good afternoon, and welcome to a Halloween studio session with a terrifyingly talented Karin Allison.
Cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy. I call you up and ask you if you want to go and meet and see a movie. First you say no, you've got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little boy like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. If a fella looks at you, it's sure your little eyes will be stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love's kind of crazy with a spooky little boy like you.
fun. Karin Allison with Jeff Johnson on bass and Rod Fleeman guitar having a good time. I didn't recognize that Propose on Halloween line. Was
is, that's what I saw.
Those were original lyrics. I thought you might have put that in.
No.
You know what I was thinking, since it is Halloween, and we just heard that good tune for Halloween, even though you are now the glittering sophisticate we have come to know, you started off in small town Kansas in Great Bend, right?
I was born in Great Bend, but we stayed there for about 6 months, moved to Kansas City.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you were in the big town at an early age. I was going to ask you about trick-or-treating when you were a kid, small town trick-or-treating.
Sure, I remember that.
Do you remember any particular costume that you still have a fond memory of that you wore?
Maybe I wanted to be a Native American. I remember having moccasins and... a headband and stuff. Uh-huh. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Homemade?
Comfortable clothes.
Homemade costumes?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know. They were, when I was a kid, it was all that way, too.
Maybe a mask was bought occasionally,
yeah.
but
yeah.
I could use one of those this morning.
I've been following.
Not a mask, people.
I've been following your blog at Karen.com, and you are on the road, it seems, almost constantly.
A lot.
A lot. And mm-hmm. one of the things I saw that one of the envious reaction from me was a cruise that you were performing on from Monaco to Rome. Is that
right? We started out in Monaco, and it was it was called the Signature Jazz Cruise, and it was a band that the gentleman who puts the jazz cruise, the January Jazz Cruise, together, but he put this more sort of different one together, and he put myself, Anat Cohen, Randy Brecker, Wycliffe Gordon, Shelley Berg, John Clayton, and Jeff Hamilton. That
Holy
was the
smokes,
band.
What a band.
We played every night. We had a theme every night.
A different theme?
And that was a lot of fun. And we made stops. I didn't actually get off the boat but once.
Did you have a chance to be the Miss International Woman of Mystery, gambling thousands in the
yeah, right.
turn of a card in Monaco? No?
I gamble enough on my career.
What were the themes? What were some of the themes?
Let's see. We did an Ella and Louis, and Duke Ellington was thrown in there that night. We did original music all night. Everybody played an original song or two of theirs. We did a Brazilian night, which I was the host of, and we had one more, but I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, that's a lot of themes.
Oh, we had a request night. That was kind of fun.
Night.
They had given people a long list. Of requests, and then the audience would throw it out at us, and we'd say, who wants to play that one and how, and that was kind of fun.
Oh, well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and
yeah.
I bet the audience loved it, too. Well, I have a request for more music from you guys right now.
Okay. All right, this is one of our favorites. This is a little Brazilian gem, Upatu. The duck was dancing by the water, quack, quack, quack. The rhythm made him think he ought to quack, quack. He was dancing to the samba, oh, goose, so. The goose was gaining, passing by, honk, honk, honk. He stopped and gave the dance a try, honk, honk. The bossing overhead him dancing, the new thing, the new swing. Then a lovely swan swam by in all her majesty. Then she loosened up, a hoochie-coochie-coo did that swan. She joined the duck and goose and did the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they all fell right in the water while we were swinging away. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack. Ooh, but too. The duck was happy to begin it. Quack, quack, quack. And he was really getting in it. Quack, quack. He was dancing to the samba. Oh, goose-o. The goose came fast as he could move. Honk, honk, honk. He joined the duck and struck a groove. Honk, honk. The bossa nova had him dancing. The new thing, the new swing. Then a lovely swan swam by in all her majesty. Then she loosened up. Oh, hoochie-coochie-coo did that swan. She joined the duck and goose and did the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they all fell right in the water while we were swinging away. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack. Ooh, but too. Ba 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 Lovely swan swam by and all her majesty that she loosened up. Oochie coochie coo did that swan. She joined the duck and goose and did the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they over right in the water while we were swinging away. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack. Ooh, but do. Da 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 da. Samba, the samba, they were dancing to the samba, the samba. They were dancing to the samba, the samba. They were dancing to the samba.
Karen Allison here on a KPLU studio session, 88.5 KPLU, and streaming at kplu.org. That's a real favorite. I guess it must still be for you as well.
It's such
a charming image to think
it
of
is.
Those.
We get requests for it all the time, but I couldn't. It's so much fun to do it with these guys. It's a little different every time. Jeff and Rod.
When you go and you do a show like you're going to do at Jazz Alley, have you mapped this thing out in advance, or do you just have some maybe a skeletal idea, since it's Halloween, of the stuff you're going to do, and then just kind of see what's going to fit best next,
it's
depending on
how
the audience
both.
Is.
It's a little bit of both. It's always a mystery. Right before you go on, people say, did anything change with the set list? We look like mad scientists with all these charts all over the dressing room. But we have definitely a skeleton and try to stick to it. I'm not very good at that.
But it doesn't always. Well, that's what makes your show.
We did last night, though. We did pretty good with our set.
You stuck to the plan?
Pretty much.
Great. Well, it always seems so spontaneous and impromptu whenever you guys perform.
Well, when you're in it, it is.
Yeah.
It certainly is.
What do you think makes a really good song for you to sing? Mm-hmm. What are you looking for in a song to sing?
I guess bottom line is something that feel like maybe I have, that it's comfortable for me somehow. Not that it can't be challenging, because when you start to learn a tune, at first it doesn't always sit right within your voice or your hands or your guitar or your bass, but you start to inhabit it somehow. Mm-hmm. And also with lyrics, if I feel like there's a story to tell, or even it's just funny, like Upatu or something.
Yeah. Stories are always best. Mm-hmm. I always think that's what makes really great singers, and I'm including you in that, in that you're a great storyteller. You know, you really...
Well, thank
even
you.
With, you know, something fun and a little silly like Upatu, it is a story. And
Well, it is, and it's very... I feel like the audience gives back. It's a very cyclical thing, you know. If I'm telling a story that I really believe in, then the audience is living that too.
Right.
And then they give back a good energy. So it's really...
Yeah, you got to believe it yourself or you can't get anywhere.
But it's a little acting too.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't always feel it.
Oh, you mean you sometimes fake it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Meg Ryan. No.
Well,
there you go.
We'll all have whatever.
Not quite as dramatic as that, but
we'll all have whatever you're having. And how about hearing one of those originals now? Karen Allison here on KPLU.
Life's a mysterious lesson. One never knows what's in store. Just when you think trouble's over, there's more. Everyone has her own theory, but nothing's more fickle than fate. But I've always said when it's stormy, just wait. Wrap up
up some of that sunshine. Put it in your pocket for a rainy day. Get your share of good loving. Sometimes too much thinking can get in your way. Nobody said it was gonna be easy, but you can't live your life in dismay. So wrap up some of that sunshine. It'll come in handy on a rainy day. And take a walk in the moonlight. Time is made of moments that you can't replace. And try to look on the bright side. Welcome in tomorrow with a smile on your face. Into each life, rain is bound to come falling. Try as we might to keep it away. So wrap up some of that sunshine. It'll come in handy on a rainy day.
Oh, baby, do, 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 do